You know, this is something I have a little bit of experience
on. Well, you're a cybersecurity guy, so you understand this, right?
Yeah, my degree was in computer science, right? And when I was in the CIA, I was an undercover officer, and my job was collecting intelligence on threats in the homeland. But I also did some offensive cyber operations as well, penetrating the networks of folks that were hostile to us. And then, you know, when I got out of the agency and been in business the last 5 years, I helped start a cybersecurity company. So we basically break into banks, steal their money, show them how we did it, right, to protect our digital infrastructure. The threats to our digital infrastructure is coming from all places. And one of the things that I think the federal government does a poor job of is we go in and the federal government goes in and asks business, tell me more about this threat. You know, we need to learn more. How are they doing this? Give us the details. And getting down in the ones and zeros, right? But the federal government rarely goes back and helps a business and gives a business information on the threat that they may know in order to help that business protect themselves. And I think this is probably one of the examples. And I'm excited because I'm going to be in a position to do something about this in this next Congress. I'm going to be on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. This is a committee that investigated Benghazi, or the investigation of Benghazi got started.
Right.
This is where Fast and the Furious was investigated. And I'm going to be the chairman of a subcommittee on information security and information technology.
Right.
And so I'm the only freshman that has a chair of a subcommittee. And to be able to use my background experience on this issue and talk about information sharing, talk about the threats to some of these other groups and how that we can work to protect our critical infrastructure, how we can do this to protect our nation, and ultimately consumer and client information.
But you're also on the Homeland Security Committee as of last week.
Absolutely.
Chairman McCall has arranged for you and another freshman Republican from Texas, John Ratcliffe,
Absolutely.
To be members of the Homeland Security Committee. From a Homeland Security perspective, is it a good idea to come back to the original question, though, for us to be essentially right. capitulating to the threats and demands of the people with whom we're at odds?
No, look, you don't negotiate with bad guys. You don't negotiate with terrorists. And to me, in this case, you know, the North Koreans, in my opinion, when it comes to their technical sophistication, you know, they're in kind of the tier two. And look, we shouldn't capitulate to these guys.
Yeah.
We need to roll up, make a fist sometime.